Yes. Welcome back to my people, to my channel, Cool Life TV. And don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to visit our website, www.coollifetv.com. Let me share you brief about Sowore. Sowore has so many chances to become the president of Nigeria, because if you look at when Sowore was still in Lagos as a SUG president, he did a lot. You can even see him at having a picture with MK Abiola at that time. Sowore is a radical fighter, he's an activist. And if you make a research about Sowore, of course, Sowore is not perfect. He could have been the best president so far in Nigeria to make sure that he starts a real foundation. It's not because of his young. People are talking that young president. Sowore is not young. Sowore is almost 50. We are talking about somebody young, you're talking about 30. But the most important thing is, he's more intelligent and he's more educated. Okay? And we need somebody like that as a president. But Sowore cannot become a president of 2019. Why? Because Sowore, the government in Nigeria is a cabal. It's a cabal. So what Sowore could have done is, he could have met with the cabal and have a deal with them. He might still be under his party AEC, but he needs to go and talk with some of this cabal, some of this emir, some of this president. He needs their endorsement. You cannot just say, I'm stubborn, I'm radical, I don't want to talk with Obasanjo, I don't want to talk with this emir, I don't want to talk with this Onyeife, I don't want to talk. No. Talk to them, enlighten them. Some of them have been brainwashed at the same time. Forget about their president, their emir, that some of them are brainwashed. You can talk to them nicely. Talk to them about the future of Nigeria. And at the same time, Sowore has not done videos in all the tribes. We have more than 300 and something languages in Nigeria. We have not seen a lot of videos in different languages. So you can enlighten all the poor people. You can enlighten all these non-educated people. Because don't forget, the people that vote in Nigeria that determine the future of Nigerians are not we that are listening on YouTube, on Facebook. How many of our population? It's not even up to 10%. The people who are actually voting in Nigeria are the Turks, they are the Fulanis, they are the Agbero, they are the conductor, they are the all these market people. They are the people that have the radical time, that they are not afraid to go and vote. Even though when they say there's gone somewhere, they are there to vote. But we that we call ourselves educated, our professor, our doctor, our pastor, our imam, our this, our that, we are not ready to vote. Because any hey, we run away. And we want this country to be governed by how we want it. It's a lie. We're all hypocrite. If you actually want Nigeria to be great, you must come out. Even when they say there's gunshot, you must be there. That I want to sacrifice my life and I will vote. Nobody will intimidate me for my vote. So the strategy they will be using, like what Bank W said the last time, that they will try to intimidate you. They were trying to put fear in you that don't go and vote because there's a cutter somewhere. Somebody will kill you. Somebody will do that. We all sit down in our TV tuning, going on YouTube, making videos, making everything. But we are not actually voting. So now the reason why Nigeria has been this rubbish and this mess, and why you see non-educated people ruling uneducated Nigerians. How can somebody that is not educated ruling all those genius we have in Nigeria? It's because the genius people, the graduate people, the SUG, the student union, the educated people, the youth, the greatest youth are not ready to vote. So they're just going around, so that they go and do Yahoo, is go and do this one, is go and they're complaining. They are not ready to take back their country. So that's the reason why the radical people, the Agbero, the Thugs, the whatever, the Cotties, they are ready because they have been paid. They don't think about the future. They just want money to smoke in booths, just smoke anything. They don't think about future. They just want money they will use to go to club. They just need money that they will live life. They don't think about their generation. They don't think about how am I going to sacrifice my life for this nation. So those are the people that vote. And that is the reason why the result of their vote is what we are seeing in Nigeria right now. So until when we as a student, we as the brings Nigerians, we as the great Nigerians is out to be vote, we will come out with our voter's card and we are not afraid of any cutlass. We are not afraid for anybody that will disturb us on that election day. We go on with our phone online. We make sure that we capture all the counts. We capture all the poll station. We video everything. That is when I think Sowore can become a president of Nigeria. If the United Nations is supported, if they are supporting it, and each all this polling station is being monitored by all the international community who comes. Not like us. Nigerians, we are all corrupt. So now the only thing I believe that in all polling stations, they should put one white as a representative, all Western representative being one polling station. And everything is supposed to be lived. Every police station must have a live CCTV or a live video camera that everybody can see when they are counting. So, Sowore, why Sowore cannot become a president of Nigeria? Because he has been trying, but he needs to, if he can try and make a videos, audio videos in all the languages, so they can use this one to educate all these Fulani, all the local peoples, all the local people in the Yoruba, the local people in the Igbos, the local people in the Midube, the local people in the Hausa, so they can able to know. Not everybody knows about Sowore. I don't think 10% people in the population of Nigeria know about Sowore. The only people that know about Sowore are the internet people, mostly. So until when he make a local video, the local radios, he meets with all the obas in the old Nigerians. The obas can now educate their people in their own local language and in their own strategies. Until when he does that, you cannot be just relying on voters, internet, then you become a president of Nigeria. No, you are just joking. Until when you meet with the local peoples, you meet with all the talks, you meet with all the courtesy. You let them know that the reason why you are a courtesy is because you don't have a brighter Nigerians. Don't criticize them. Don't abuse them. Don't abuse the hemia. Don't abuse those people that are, you know, that they are corrupted. They can be a changed person. You can forgive them as long as they return all the money back, as long as they are ready to change. Don't threaten them, because when you are threatening them that when I become a president, I will jail you, I will do that, they will do all kind of things to make sure that you will never become a president, and they have the power, and you will never become the president. So you must be nice to them. You must be nice to them. Let them know that let's join hands together and repair bad a good Nigeria. Even though we've all contributed and did bad things in Nigeria before, you know. So that's the reason why I think Sowore needs to work more on that. You know, I will do another part videos about Sowore very soon. But I think Sowore has so many chances if he can able to work and get some endorsement from Wole Soyinka, endorsement for all the obas in the all Nigerians. He must visit all the obas in Nigeria. He must able to confuse them. He must able to talk with them. And the obas were able to talk with their own local people. He must able to do videos and all the in all local language. They must play everything on the radio. They must share everything on WhatsApp. They must share everything on YouTube right now. So once the local people who are voting, who determine the future of Nigeria, are able to understand that you are selling your life, you are selling your future. Forget about the money they will give you to smoke Igbo or to go and do this, do that. You are selling your future. Once they can have that understanding, that is when they will now vote for the right person. But now, you give somebody 50,000, 100,000, now 10,000 now, you will vote for the wrong person because they don't understand the future. They don't understand selling their soul. Until when you make a videos, make an audio, make a lot of workshops, meeting all those bad people you call bad people and be nice to them and let them support you, that is when, you know, Sowore AAC have more chances. Imagine when Obasanjo come out, imagine when Atiku come out, imagine all those emir come and say we support Sowore or da 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 da. You see, everything the old media will talk about it, Sowore will have more ground. But the reason why he doesn't have more ground, because most of those people that you need their endorsement are not talking. Look at Trump, for example. With all Trump popularity and he has money, he was nobody until when he started meeting some people. They started endorsing him. They started coming on his campaign. They started talking about him. That is when he started having more ground. Women is talking about him. Most of these veterans are talking about him. You cannot just because you are rich or you have voice, not only you have voice in Nigeria, there are many people that have voice more than Sowore, but you need endorsement. Endorsement from those people. Endorsement from the ex-military. Ex-military. Ex whatever, you need endorsement from them to come to your campaign and talk. Not only you, you're going on top and talking and nobody endorses. You need people that works in government before, that has taken a big position in Nigeria, to come and endorse you and talk in public that they support you. That is where you can have a grant. You cannot become a president without having any endorsement from those old kaba. So anyway, those are the things I want to talk about Sowore, and we'll talk more. Then I will tell you more about the secrets about this world and secret about this life, secret about why and secret about religion and so many things like that. So in the next video, don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to visit our website www.schoollifetv.com.
Exclusive at schoollifetv.com.